How do? This is Bob Nolan and all the sons of the pioneers. Well, there's only one Lloyd Ferryman. Lloyd's the sort of a cowpuncher who in the olden days would have picked up the moniker of Curly or Slim. And his voice and his guitar, as well as his well-rounded cowpunching ability, would have made him welcome at any campfire on the range. Here's Lloyd now to sing one of his favorite ballads, Blue Bonnet Girl.
Bonnet girl, a Texas moon caresses you, leaving her light soft as the night deep in your eyes. Blue bonnet girl, I'm sure the southern breezes too. Pause for a kiss you'll never miss as they go by. Warm as a spring, gentle and sweet, true as the Alamo, you'll find the world at your feet wherever you go. The clouds should fail to let the sun shine through, making me blue, I'll come to you.
Mighty pretty, Lloyd.
Yeah,
there we go. Hi, Dougie. You sound like you're straight from the land of the blue bonnet yourself.
My goodness, Lloyd, are you from Texas, too?
Now, Tim, don't be forward. Mama told me never to ask anybody if they're from Texas.
No, why not, Foghorn? Ain't that a fair question?
No, Lloyd, it is. And Mama always said that if a man's from Texas, you'd find it out soon enough.
You, yeah.
And if he's not, well, you just shouldn't ought to embarrass him. That's
right. Well, there certainly isn't any doubt about the far boys being from Texas. Foghorn always lets you find out soon enough. And just for that, let's get the Farr brothers together on fiddle and guitar with, well, how about it, Foggy? Texas Shottish, hmm? A message from our sponsor. Thank you. Here's a spiritual type of song done up in pioneer style. The voices join in, climbing up those golden stairs.
Hear them bells ringing, tis sweet I do declare. Hear them dogs singing, climbing up the golden stairs.
Come on, you little jiggers, now watch your cues and figures.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
If they think you are a dude, you'll be treated kind of rude.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
Old Peter looks so wicked when I ask him for a ticket.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
At the sight of half a dollar, he would grab you by the collar.
Climbing up the golden stairs. Hear them bells ringing, tis sweet I do declare. Hear them dogs singing, climbing up the golden stairs.
Old Satan's not a dandy, he's a peachy cake and candy.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
But he'll make it kind of hot, and he'll choke you on the spot.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
They'll lock you in the stable, make you fight for Cain and Abel.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
Old man Adam and his wife will be there with drum and fife.
Climbing up the golden stairs. Hear them bells a-ringing, tis sweet I do declare. Hear them doggies singing, climbing up the golden stairs.
Go tell the Jersey Lily that the sights would knock her silly.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
And tell John L. Sullivan he must be a better man.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
Some people quite respected are bound to be rejected.
Climbing up the golden stairs.
You can beg, they'll kick and yell when they fire him in the well.
Climbing up the golden stairs. Hear them bells a-ringing, tis sweet I do declare. Hear them darkies singing, climbing up the golden stairs.
And a howdy-do, oh, St. Peter.
Yes, sir. Yes,
if anyone noticed very closely, Pat Brady wasn't in the procession.
Yeah.
No, and you can bet your spurs Pat Brady will never get to heaven.
Now, I don't know about that, Foghorn. Your voice may sing bass section for the Angel Choir, but I guess St. Peter will give me an audition, too.
I'm not talking about your voice, Pat.
Well, don't you think St. Peter would be fascinated with all my interesting experiences here on Earth? Just think, I could tell him more things about more people. I admit it, Foggy. There I was, at the Last Chance bar, sitting on a stool with the prettiest pigeon you ever saw. Then in walks Curly Joe. What an experience.
I must have had something really me tell you a tale of a gambling man, the roughest, toughest of all. He was old Curly Joe from Idaho. He was rough and rugged and tall. He was over 6 feet and as slim as a rail, and his eyes were as black as the night. And when he cut loose, that ornery cayuse would always end up in a fight. One night he stormed into Boot Hill Saloon and roared in a voice big and loud. Come on, everyone, we're in for some fun. I'm buying the drinks for the crowd. Now the gambling stopped and they all took a drink to the health of old Curly Joe. He drank to content and then over he went to the table that had the most dough. Now he rested his arms on the table of green and asked for a passel of draw. They dealt him a deuce, a tray, and a queen, the worst hand that he'd ever saw. Then came two more cards, a four and a five. That left him needing a six. But they dealt him an eight, and that ruined his straight. Then he knew they were up to their tricks. Now he asked for the deal, and he picked up the cards, and rip, they fell in their places. And then from the middle, the bottom, and top, he dealt off those four fatal aces. Now he knew at a glance he was a-betting his pants, so the dough he laid on the line. He said, if you please, I'll just play these. I think this hand's mighty fine. Now they place their bets and spread their cards upon the table of green. Then old Curly Joe raked in the dough. Four aces was over four queens. Then a shot rang out, an old Boot Hill Saloon. Poor Curly fell to the floor. He whispered and sighed, somebody has lied. Four aces don't win anymore.
Curly Joe from Idaho, a ramble and gamble and rover. He dealt from the bottom, he dealt from the top, but now his dealing is over.
Pat Brady, you heard the man. And now let's all listen to someone who gets away from fiction and down to fact. this message from our sponsor. City to Santa Fe by stagecoach and horseback they went. Marauding Indians, outlaws, trouble lurking behind every rock. Those were the days of adventure. The Santa Fe Trail.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, just hanging for old Santa Fe. Yo-ho, yo-ho, just hanging for old Santa Fe.
Say, part, have you sighted a schooner? On the Santa Fe Trail. They made it by Monday or sooner, with the water keg tied on the tail. There was Pappy and Ma on a mule seat, and somewhere along by the way, a little tow-headed gal on a thimble, just jangling for old Santa Fe.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, just jangling for old Santa Fe.
Arroyo, way out on the Arkansas sand, with a smile like an acre of sunflower, and a little brown quirt in her hand. She mounted her pony so airy, and rode like she carried the mail, and her eyes I set fire to the prairie, way out on the Santa Fe Trail.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, just jangling for old Santa Fe.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the sons of the pioneers.
Bye now.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Be with us again, won't you? So long now.